Now, I mentioned to you all at the start of the programme that we're going to be talking about nurses. And the reason we are is that this coming Sunday, I think, is International Nurses Day. And we are actually celebrating nurses throughout this week. It's International Nurses Week. And we thought that was as good an excuse as any to invite some of our finest nurses from Kerry into studio for a chat with us. And I'm delighted to welcome them all. And here with me, I have Dimpna Griffin from University Hospital Kerry. We have Áine Moriarty from the Palliative Care Unit, Helen Galvin, Assistant Director of Public Health Nursing, who's a public health nurse, obviously. Shauna Enright is here. She represents the mental health nursing sector. And Anne O'Connell, who represents the maternity sector. And I hope I got all that right. Ladies, you're all very welcome.
Thank you.
And it's great to get a good cross-section of nurses from different parts. Dimpna, can I start with you? First of all, Dimpna Griffin, where are you from?
I'm from Tralee, just outside the town. So Tralee's my home.
As very good. And you're in UHK. And what area of nursing are you in?
Well, I started as a general and then did midwifery. And then my career progressed through, I suppose, student allocations and then HR, and now I'm in information and data and analytics. That's what I'm doing at the moment.
So you're not a hands-on nurse?
Not hands now, but yeah. I was hands-on then a few years ago.
Okay, yes. And was it a big change when you went from one to the other?
Yes, it was, but I wanted a change. I enjoyed what was ahead of me, the career pathways that are there for nursing, and it was something I wanted to pursue to go through students, because I suppose as a student nurse there are certain people that left impressions on you, and you worked towards that, and one of the people that left impression on me was the person who allocated students and worked in HR, and I suppose I followed that pathway because the opportunities became available as nursing has progressed through the decades. So I'm there a long time, so it's good to be able to progress and to show people the opportunities that are there for nurses in Ireland now, and certainly nurses in Kerry and nurses around Tralee.
And you'd obviously recommend it as a career.
Yes, but it has to come from your heart, not because you were told that you'd be a great nurse or because you think to be good. Nursing is from your heart. It's not a eureka moment that you wake up tomorrow morning and say, I want to be a nurse. So I think it comes from just meeting people. Some people are nurses because they see their family members being nurses, and some people are not nurses because they see their family members being nurses, but also maybe because they've had health or illness in their family and they see how they've been cared for. And others just, you know, you have to talk to people to see what nursing is like. You have to go to the open days, and we're very lucky here. We have the MTU on site, who is a nurse training site for both mental health and general, and also provide postgrad courses as well. So there are opportunities, open days there for people to go and see. So speak to people, talk to people, investigate your career. But yes, it's nothing more rewarding, and it is a very privileged position to be in, where people trust you with their most vulnerable state, and you are in that position of care and providing care to people, and that is a very privileged position to be in.
Yeah, very well said. And I'm going to jump across here now to Helen, who's in the public health sector. Helen Galvin, where are you from, Helen?
I'm from Killoglan in County Kerry, originally from Abbeyfield in County Limerick.
Okay, so a Limerick woman living in Kerry. And
yes.
So I presume, to be a public health nurse, first of all, do you do general nursing and then branch out, is it?
When I did my public health nursing in 2000, the requirements were to be a registered general nurse and to be a registered midwife. However, since then, you're required to be a registered nurse. You do not require to be a registered midwife. You can do the pathways while you're in the course in NUIG, in Cork or UCD. So you can do a pathway within that module to complete the child and midwifery section.
And did you always know from early on that nursing was what you wanted to do?
I'm from a large family in Abbeyfield, so the public health nurse would have come to the house to complete the first visit on the babies that were younger than me, and to see my mum postnatally. So I would have met the public health nurse frequently, and also to care for my grandmother when she was sick. So we would have met her at home, and it was always lovely to see the public health nurse come out, and she would always explain what she was doing and why she was doing it. And one day, when I was being asked what I wanted to be, I said I would like to be a nurse. I didn't know at that time I'd like to be a public health nurse, but yes, that was my career pathway that I chose.
So from very young, you kind of had a clear idea.
Yes, a very clear idea. Yes, from a very young age. And, you know, I went along that way doing my biology in school and home economics, because they were the two tiers of science that would be pertinent to nursing. And I went to Dublin then and I trained in the Meath Hospital, no longer there, it's Tala now. And then I did my midwifery in Holles Street, the National Maternity Hospital. And I was lucky enough to get a placement then for my public health nursing in UCD in 2000.
Brilliant.
And I moved to Kerry then in 2002.
What's the best thing about the job, Helen?
The meeting of the people. And you know that every contact counts. When you go into a home, you are a visitor. But how does that visit affect that person you have gone in to see? Was it a positive interaction? Did you signpost them to the right place in the community? Did you support them in their problem? And did you give them the advice they needed? And that is very important. And as public health nurses, that is the role. You are supporting your health promotion. You're doing the primary visits. People that are very sick and at end of life, they also get the support of the public health nurse with the specialist palliative care services, and Anya will talk about that, you know. So it's very important, you know, that every contact you make counts in the community.
Yeah, very good. And I asked this of Dimna already. You'd recommend it, obviously, as a career.
Oh, I totally recommend it. And, you know, we the students in Kerry are very privileged in TYO, that in TY we take them out in the community and we show them what's going on.
You transition know, get, your students,
yes,
do you?
Yes, once they're guard of it, you know, and if they do, they liaise with the public health nursing service. And we've had recently two or three in the Killorgland sector that went out to the community, and they actually made an impression on the houses they visited with the public health nurse, because it was lovely to see. It was their idea, their ambition to be a nurse, you know, it was coming from them. And as Dimna said, they were getting the experience.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, that's great to see that there's still a lot of interest in it. Shauna Enright, you're the youngest of the group in here. You're from Tralee?
I'm from Tralee.
From Tralee. And again, you're in the mental health nursing area.
That's correct.
And tell us a bit about that.
So I did my mental health nursing in MTU and I graduated from there in 2017. And since then I've been working within Kerry Mental Health Service. So I currently work in the emergency department in UHK as an acting clinical nurse specialist, dealing with patients who present with suicide-related ideation or self-harm. The team is part of the wider mental health liaison team, and my team in ED is made up of myself and my two colleagues, Eleanor and Gerard. It's covered 7 days a week. Eleanor and Gerard cover 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and then I cover Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and it's covered overnight by the on-call psych and CHD doctor.
And did you always want to be a nurse, and was it always the mental health area?
Always wanted to be a nurse. The mental health kind of was just something that came. I was offered the position in the college and I just went for it, and I'm delighted that I did. But yeah, from a very young age, I always wanted to be a nurse. I have a nan that's a retired nurse, so it probably came from that.
Came from her. And where did you go to school in Tralee?
In Presentation in Tralee, yeah. But I always had like the nurses toys and everything from a young age.
You were nursing your dolls, were you?
So it was always something that I wanted to do. Enjoy the area.
On the face of it, mental health nursing sounds tough. Mm-hmm. Do you think you have to have a certain kind of a personality for it?
Probably. People would say that to me, but I think I love it. I wouldn't really call it work. I love going to work every day. And as the other two ladies were saying, you know, if you can provide care to someone in their most vulnerable state or at a very difficult, traumatic time in their life, and if you make an impression on even one person, you know, you've gone home and done a very good job.
Well
it's
said.
Tough, but it's really enjoyable.
And there must be a great sense of satisfaction too when somebody gets well, no more so than any other area of
in
nursing.
Any aspect of nursing, you know, I suppose the aim is that you want people to do well and get well, whatever the well is for them, you know, to recover to what they want their life to be. But it's definitely, you get good satisfaction when you see the positive outcomes.
Mm. And it was nice too for you, as a Tralee woman who went to school in Tralee, then got to go to college in Tralee and got a job in Tralee.
Yeah.
Are you a homebird, Shauna?
Definitely, yeah.
Brilliant.
I'd be here forever.
Yeah. So did you ever work anywhere else? No.
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 Always truly went to college and got a job then in Kerry Mental Health, and I'm still here 7 years later.
Yeah, you're like myself, a home bird. So why would you want to live anywhere else when you can live in Kerry? Very good. Well, listen, we've two more nurses to meet to hear about their particular areas of expertise. We're going to take a short break, first of all. If you want to get in touch with us this afternoon, 066 712 3666. We would love to hear from you. We're talking about nurses and we've more to meet after these. Now, welcome back. We are celebrating nurses and everything to do with nursing, and this is to mark International Nurses Day and indeed International Nurses Week. And we've already been chatting to Dimpna Griffin and to Shauna Enright and indeed to Helen Galvin. So we've two more to meet now and to find out about their particular areas of nursing. So next up, I want to chat to Anne O'Connell from the maternity side of things. Anne, you've got the really lovely part of nursing, the little babies and all of that. But I'd say that can be tough in its own way too, can it?
Yeah, I suppose maternity has changed a lot over the years. But yeah, definitely it is. I think people see it as the nicer side of nursing. More often than not, you're looking after a well woman. They're young, healthy women. And more often than not, thankfully, there's a very good outcome at the end of it. You have a lovely baby and you're giving a couple, we'll say, a wonderful gift, and you're part of a wonderful time of their lives. And I suppose it doesn't always go that way. There are days that things don't go according to plan and that there is sadness there as well. And I suppose that's very much part of midwifery.
Yeah, and were you like Shauna, were you one of those little girls who liked to play nurses with dolls and stuff like that? Was that your...
I suppose, like Dimna said, I would come from a nursing background.
Ah.
My mother was a nurse and my dad was a nurse tutor. So I suppose I grew up with it.
The family business.
Yes, yeah. And I have one sister and she wouldn't go near it. Absolutely no way. Whereas I suppose it was always in the back of my mind. It was always something I considered. But when I left school, I actually went to college, didn't settle. And I remember in about February making a phone call home going, this is not for me. I've changed my mind. I want to go nursing.
And so you were doing something completely different.
I was doing science in UCC. So, yeah, that was a hard phone call, but thankfully they went with me. So I actually, like that, I trained in UHK. I went to Cork and I did my midwifery there, and then I came back to UHK and I am there since.
Oh, fantastic. And I actually had a large group in from UHK last week talking about the 40th anniversary. It seems like a lovely place to work. I know you're all under a lot of pressure, but there seems to be a good team spirit in there.
Yeah, and I suppose talking from the maternity point of view, I think there are a fabulous bunch of midwives working there. You know, like that, with, I suppose, the challenges we face, like everywhere, short staffing and that. I mean, everyone still gives 110%, and there is no day that you dread going into work, because, as I say, it's a fabulous team there from, you know, everyone that works there, doctors, midwives, nurses in the gynae ward, healthcare assistants, cleaners, everyone. It's a fabulous team and it's great to be part of it.
And you must see, I'm always fascinated with this, you must see all kinds of names for babies coming in and going out of fashion over the years, do you?
Oh yeah, definitely. You can see trends, and like something that will be really popular for a while goes out and you won't see it for years, and you might get one or two. But I think recently we've started seeing kind of maybe the older names coming in, especially kind of the girls' names, like you'll have an odd Mary or a Hannah or something like that, where you wouldn't have had for years. But definitely it goes through phases, and I think if you talk to teachers as well, they'll say you can have a class or two and you can have four or five children with the same name, and it'll disappear then and won't come back for years again.
It goes in cycles,
yeah,
doesn't
exactly,
it?
Yeah.
So what's the best part of your job, Anne?
I suppose the best part of my job is, I suppose, being there for couples when they have their babies. I mean, it's such a life-changing time in your life, I suppose, you know, that, like, it's, you know, it changes you forever. And I suppose to be part of that and just to be there for the delivery of a baby is wonderful. And no matter how many times you do it, it's still special.
It is. And are you coming home at night then with babies crying in your ears, ringing in your ears?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Some days on a busy day, yeah, you would be. But thankfully, I no longer have babies at home that I have to face. So that makes it a bit easier.
So you love the sound of silence when you go home.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Thank you, Anne. I never asked you where you're from, by the way.
I'm Killarney originally, but living in Abbeydourney at the moment.
Very good. And last but certainly not least, we have Anya. Áine Moriarty from Palliative Care, and I know a little bit about that because we've been down to a load of times and we've done a lot of work together with the people in the hospice. Áine, you're from?
Originally Ballyfermot, but living in Annaskoil.
Living in Annaskoil. You didn't go too far, you kept it west.
No.
And give us a little bit of info on your career trajectory so far, we'll say.
When I started out, it was very difficult to get nursing in Ireland, so I trained in the UK in Romford, Old Church Hospital in Romford, many months ago. And I worked there for 10 years. I did neurosurgery there for 10 years and I specialised. Then we decided to, my husband and I moved, we decided to move home. And when I came home, I worked for a little while in the Bond Score. And then I was very lucky that my public health nurse said, oh, you know, there's a job going in the community, would you go for it? So I did, and I worked as a community nurse for 10 years. And then at the time, Elsie Moore, she was the director of nursing, and she said, God, they're very short staff inside in the palliative care unit. Would you go? And I said, not a hope will I go in there, Elsie. I said, not a hope. And she said, but you just go in and give it a try. Sure, I went in and sure, I just fell in love with it. And I'd say that's about 12 years ago. That's when I started in the palliative care unit.
And you're there since.
It's a fabulous team. I was working for Mary O'Connell, who was the CNM2 at the time, who's now our director. So you couldn't get nicer. And the whole team in there, they're just amazing. All the staff in the palliative daycare where I work.
Yeah, and unless you've been in there and met the crew, you think, oh my God, it must be the most depressing place on earth. But nothing could be further from the truth. It's the most beautiful place, and it sounds like a strange thing to say, but there's just a lovely vibe in there.
Yeah, there's a great atmosphere there. You know, we work, you know, it's difficult, yeah, of course, but the team spirit is always upbeat. And I suppose that's what we aim for, is to have a good atmosphere there, because the people that are coming in, they have such sadness. They don't need to be coming into staff that are down and out. We need to jolly them along and let them try and forget.
Yeah,
you know
what lies ahead.
What lies ahead?
And do you think it takes? Again, I think I asked this to one of your colleagues. Does it take a particular type of personality to do that kind of nursing?
I don't know really, because you know what,
you didn't think you were that type.
Yeah, I didn't think, yeah. I was, and I had three specialities in my, you know, my career. Did I think? No, I don't know. A lot of people says yes, you need to be, but I suppose, you know, I suppose communication skills would be,
yeah,
so important. You know, listening skills are, it's probably one of the most important things. You've got to listen to them. You've got to have, you know, when to have silence. You know, you have to be empathetic, you know, and you have to take them all on board, the whole family. It's not just the patient, it's the whole family.
Yeah, it's an intuitive thing, isn't it, to know what to say and when to say it.
I
should have asked you this at the outset, maybe Dimna knows this. Is there anything in particular happening here in Kerry for International Nurses Week, or is it just...
I think the hospital may have, you know, a day where on the, a mark the day that's usually was done. I can only speak for UHK. I wouldn't know what's happening in the community, but
okay.
They usually have a day to mark it and you know, to have a kind of coffee morning and that kind of thing in the hospital. So again, as for the community, I haven't heard in relation to what's happening out there.
Yeah. And how great is it, Dimna, as well, that there is, I think you alluded to this already, that you can study to be a nurse like Shauna did here in Kerry?
I suppose I'm nursing since coming up a 41st anniversary this 9th May in 1983, so that's giving away a small bit of my age, but I started when I was 2, I need to say that. So and the changes that have taken place is a huge in nurse education. I suppose it was nurse training back then. We now move into nurse education where our colleges are involved in providing the education, or the theory part and the placements, and so it has changed immensely since then, and it is fantastic to have on-site our own system and to see the pathways that people go through as nurses. You can specialise if you tell them how would you encourage people to come into nursing. You can specialise in whatever you want to specialise in because the courses are there and you're supported to take those courses as well. And I suppose the one thing is, I need to stress that we're very much a team. I think nurses are a team in themselves. We're only part of a bigger team. And we have to acknowledge all the work that everybody else does to support nurse training and to support everybody else. Our clerical hours, our admin, our porters, the catering, the housekeeping, all the allied health professionals and all the people who work together all support each other. And I think that is the most important thing that we need to emphasise. And we see that more now with the training, because we can diversify into so many things. So yeah. I think that...
Very much a team effort.
Yeah, very much a team effort.
Well, listen, what we're going to finish by coming back to Helen, because Helen, you came across something really lovely that sort of sums up everything that all of you do. And you might give us the background to it and then read it out for us.
I was reading the newspaper at the weekend and I just saw this acknowledgement. And in the acknowledgement was the nurse's prayer. And I'll just read the first five lines of it. Let me dedicate my life today to the care of those who come my way. Let me touch each one with a healing hand and a gentle art for which we stand. And then tonight, when day is done, oh, let me rest in peace if I have helped just one.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's really nice. And that struck a chord with you, did it?
It's just to helping people, to care for people, to be kind to people and make that contact count.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Well, listen, it was so lovely to chat to all five of you. I can see the relief on your faces now that I'm summing up. It's all over now, girls. You can relax. But no, listen, it was great to get an insight into so many diverse areas of nursing. And indeed, I'm sure there might be people out there who might be thinking about it as a career as well. So I think you painted in a very positive light, which is great. So just to acknowledge everyone again, Dimna Griffin, Anya Moriarty, Helen Galvin, Shauna Enright and Anne O'Connell, all nurses working hard here in the community in Kerry, and we're very lucky to have them. Thanks, ladies. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Take a break.